This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Nearly 50,000 tons of waste are collected in New York City each day, and Mayor Bloomberg wants to begin converting some of that into electricity. It's one of the boldest and most controversial parts of the mayor's Earth Day speech that he gave last year, updating his Plan YC environmental agenda. The mayor's administration says it's not only possible to convert trash without dirty mass incineration techniques. The administration also says it makes sense environmentally to dispose of waste close to where it is produced to reduce the congestion and pollution that comes with trucking it somewhere else. But some environmentalists and elected officials have cried foul, and last week, the Bloomberg administration withdrew the only potential location for a waste-to-energy plant that had been mentioned publicly, one at the Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island that is now closed. Here to discuss just what sort of plant this might be and how dirty it really is Nicholas Themelis. He's director of the Earth Engineering Center at Columbia University. Welcome to WNYC, Professor Themelis.
Thank you, Amy.
A standard trash incinerating station just burns garbage and spews out smoke. We have this image of these big smoking smokestacks. This new plant, waste to energy, is supposed to avoid this kind of technique and is supposed to be cleaner. But environmentalists say incineration is incineration is incineration. Are they correct?
Yes.
So what makes this better or different than what used to happen when we burned trash and saw all that soot and smoke and dioxin go up the chimney and out into the air and into our noses?
First of all, that is not happening anymore, Amy, for about 20 years now, ever since EPA instituted its imposed its MACT rules, maximum achievable control technologies. The plants had to clean up their act, and they became very clean, not only in this country, but in the developed countries of the world, where they're used extensively. So, but what I say incineration is incineration. Let's say combustion is combustion. If you burn something, whether you burn it directly or if you make a fuel or syngas, and then you burn it, the same carbon dioxide is going to go in the air. So I'm interested in this proposal because we may see if there's some kind of superior technologies to the ones that have been implemented in the world in the last year. In the last 10 years, there have been 125 plants.
What specifically are you looking for to learn from the companies that respond to this request for proposals?
Yeah, first of all, I don't expect there will be any improvement or difference in emissions because the emissions are very low already. Maybe there is one emission can be lower. This is NOx, nitrogen oxide. This can be lower. But the other emissions that were very problematic in the past, like this is dioxin and furans and mercury, volatile metals, these have been dealt with. So what I would be looking in these new technologies, I would be looking at two things. One is the energy generation per ton. Can they be higher than what the existing technology is now? And to give you an idea, the existing technology in the U.S., I would say it's about 550 kilowatt hours per ton, or higher for the newer plants. So that's one question. Can they be more energy intensive, productive? The second one would be, which is of importance not so much to New York, but to countries, developing countries where I work, for instance, South America and so on, is would the capital cost be lower? The capital cost is a major cost item.
Lastly, Professor Themelis, we just have a minute left. Environmentalists often say, look, before we go to waste to energy, let's do more recycling. Let's pull more out of that trash before we burn it. Do they have a point?
Well, you know, this is they don't look at the facts because the same argument was made in 2001. All they have to look is at the facts as they're reported by the Department of Sanitation, which shows between 2008 and 2010, there has been no improvement, no increase in recycling. Recycling has reached practically its level in New York City. Part of it because some neighborhoods do not recycle what they could recycle. So they say that, but when you see that the recycling still remains at 20%, you wonder when it's going to go to the point where we don't need to send these hundreds of thousands of trucks over George Washington Bridge to other states for landfilling.
And that's where we will need to leave it. Dr. Nicholas Themelis is the director of the Earth Engineering Center at Columbia University. Thanks for joining us to talk about the mayor's request for proposal for a new waste-to-energy plant. Thanks.
Thank you.